letter from a fan. Dear Pretty, I want you to read this when you're alone, and I want you to record yourself as you do. I want your listeners to hear you. Now, I want you to know one thing. I have big hands. At least, that's what the last girl said. Brushing her cheek, grabbing her hips, squeezing her tits, squeezing her throat. She seemed so small in comparison. I overshadowed her. My body was so much larger, and that's what she liked. She said she didn't care about the past, about the 1,000-yard stare I sometimes have. She didn't care about the other women who came before her. All that mattered was her hand on my shirt, still rubbing at my skin through the fabric, still wet from the drink she'd spilled, still smelling like alcohol and her perfume. It wasn't anger that came next. It wasn't anger as I opened the door and invited her in. It was simple release, and sometimes that's all it takes. She kissed me, and I didn't kiss her back. She looked up at me then, and as I looked at her, she unraveled herself. Her shirt, her skirt, her bra and panties. She had a beautiful body. She might have been a model. And when she looked up at me again with her big, pretty eyes and slowly touched my hand and brought it up to her face and told me she wanted it, I knew I could do anything to her. That first slap echoed in the room. Her cheek went from pale to pink to red as blood rushed through it. I held her chin and moved her face back to meet mine. Another echo, more blood rushing. I could tell she'd been thinking about something like this for a while. You can always tell with girls like that. It's in their eyes. And as I brought her chin back again, seeing that look let me know she was ready. Her pussy was dripping that first night. She couldn't help herself. It only progressed from there. I would push my fingers down her throat just to see how much she could take. Her eyes would water each time, and she would always beg to do it again. I would grab and squeeze her tits until her nipples were so erect they hurt, and she would always rub them up along my chest and beg me to bite down. I would smack her ass until she couldn't sit, and she would always find harder and harder objects for me to hurt her with. She would show up again and again, each time in a thinner top, a shorter skirt, thongs smaller and smaller until they covered nothing, just a thin piece of string around her waist. It was entertaining. Each night, I would toss her out like daily garbage. Each following afternoon, she would return, hot and aching for more. And I would give it to her. I would push sensations into her and out of her through my fists. I would stretch her out until she screamed. And still, she would always beg for me to keep going. for me to lay my hands on her however I wanted, to ride her, to keep driving her deeper into the mattress, into the wall, into anything, as long as I would keep fucking her until the day she died. And each time, I would leave her more and more of a drooling, mewling, moaning mess. Her body would be exhausted, she would be on the verge of passing out, and I would pick her up and keep going until I was done. Sometimes she could barely get out of the door, but she kept coming, kept begging for more and more. Eventually, the bed broke. Eventually, I got a new one, and instead of tossing her out, I would toss her onto the old one. It was convenient, having breakfast and coffee and a warm mouth to use every morning. I liked the sound of her throat. I liked that she would clean things. I liked the contrast, the before and after. A bed, ready-made, then ruined. A body, beautiful, then battered. A home, fresh, then smelling of sweat, and cum, and wet pussy, over and over again each day. She loved it. She always asked for more. She always said, please. Each night, she would push back just a little bit harder, try to get me inside her just a little bit deeper. She would beg and moan and let out her little whimpers as I looked at her bruised body. She would still try to kiss my lips, to caress my hands, to please me, and ask me for forever. She would look at me, and I would tell her I still needed release. And then the final night came. She dressed up, bought expensive white lingerie like a bride might wear. When I got home, she walked up to me, kissed me, and let it all fall to the floor like so many others. She was very slow that night, using her entire body on mine. Her lips, her tongue, her soft face, her smooth tits, her warm thighs, her constantly leaking cunt. She rubbed every inch of her body onto me. She used every inch of her body to make me feel good. We both knew it was coming. She got on her knees and slowly buried her face into my balls, my thick cock resting on her head. She took in my scent and looked up at me with her pretty eyes. It reminded me of the girl before her and the girl before that. It was the moment her pussy had been dripping and aching for, the moment she had been craving for so long. I tossed her onto the bed. I took off my clothes and looked at her. She looked into my eyes and laid back. She spread her legs wide and displayed herself. I breathed her in as her perfect little pussy leaked onto the sheets. She said her last coherent sentence after that. placing each word slowly and carefully into the heavy air between us. Please don't stop tonight until you are fully satisfied. My cock twitched. It grew and throbbed. I joined her on the bed, and as I wrapped my hands around her neck, she wrapped her hands around mine. But this time, instead of weakly caressing me, she pushed my hands tighter around herself, tighter around her neck. She looked up at me and inhaled and spoke as best she could. Please, more. She had asked for it so nicely. She wanted more as I thrust into her and knocked the breath out of her lungs. She wanted more as I pounded her body into the broken bed. She wanted more as I squeezed down on her throat harder and harder until I finally felt it give. More as her moans turned to guttural noise. More as tears ran down her big, wide, pretty eyes. More as her soaking pussy squeezed around me. More as her whole body climaxed and shuddered. More as I grunted and let my orgasm rip through her. More until I left her body limp and leaking on the floor. She had finally satisfied me. She was a good girl. She loved my big hands, but my body being what it is, the need for release is always building up, and it's reached that point again. So if you're sitting there and you notice your pussy is dripping just like hers, I want you to know one more thing. Even if I could hold my hands back, I wouldn't. When a girl looks up at me with such pretty eyes and reveals such a beautiful body and tells me she wants it, we both know how it's going to end. Pretty, I have just one question for you. Do you want it too?